The Revenge of Moriarty by John Gardner. Narrated by Robin Sachs. Author's Foreword. In the summer of 1969, three bulky, leather-bound volumes changed hands in the sitting room of a small house in Kensington. I was not to know then that these books, crammed with indecipherable script, maps, and diagrams, were to take me, almost physically at times, back into the dark, brutal, and secret places of the Victorian underworld. It is now common knowledge that these books are the coded journals of James Moriarty, the diabolically cunning, highly intelligent criminal mastermind of the late 19th century. The known felon who handed the books to me on that hot and heavy night 6 years ago was called Albert George Speer, and his claim was that they had been in his family since his grandfather's day, his grandfather having been one of Moriarty's principal lieutenants. I have already told the story in the foreword to The Return of Moriarty, of how the cipher to the journals was finally broken, and how my publishers soon realized that it would be impossible to offer these extraordinary documents to the public in their original form. For one thing, they present grave legal problems. For another, there are incidents contained in them of such an evil character that, even in this permissive age, they could be accounted a corrupting influence. There is also the small possibility that the journals might just be a hoax, perpetrated by Speer himself, or even by his grandfather, who figures so largely in them. I personally do not believe this. However, I think it quite possible that Moriarty, the criminal mastermind, has, in writing the journal,